So why the pastoral on this lecture, where we're concerned not with the birds and the bees, but with the F's and the C's? Took me a week to think that one up. The F's and the C's, the notes themselves, which form the intrinsic metaphors of music. Metaphors that evolve out of syntactic and phonological transformations. And that's precisely the reason I've chosen it, to clarify and distinguish between one kind of metaphor and another, between the intrinsic and the extrinsic, the musical and the verbal. I'll try to help you, before we hear it, somewhat at the piano, and then we can go on playing our game to determine whether it's possible for us to listen to this piece as pure music, not as a pastoral symphony, but rather purely as Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 in F major, Opus 68. Do you think it's possible? Well, it should be possible, since Beethoven himself said that all those subtitles and cuckoo calls and thunderclaps were to be taken only as suggestion, not as tone painting, to use his own words, but as Empfindungen, feelings, and therefore not too literally. But still, those extra musical references are there. Beethoven put them there with his own hand. He wrote them into the score. It's not easy to ignore them. And what they do, actually, is to form a kind of visual curtain of non-musical ideas, a semi-transparent curtain, so to speak, that interposes itself between the listener and the music per se. And what I propose to do is to change the lighting on that curtain, using a light strong enough to render it wholly transparent, to turn it into a scrim, as they say in the theater, through which we can look directly into the music in all its intrinsic meanings, cleanly, freed from the bondage of so-called music appreciation, or of flowery program notes, or of those Disney nymphs and centaurs which have somehow also gotten painted onto our scrim. Away with all that. I am presenting you with a challenge to rid your minds of all non-musical notions, all birds and brooks and rustic pleasures, and to concentrate only on the music in all its own metaphorical pleasures. I want you to hear it as if for the first time.